there, welcome to We Blether About, a podcast from the Academic Skills team at UWS. My name is Linda Riches and I'm one of the Academic Skills Advisors at the University. I'm joined today by my colleague John. Hi John.
Hi Linda.
Today we're going to have a little chat about something that we mention to students quite a lot. If you've been to an academic skills session, you've probably heard of this. So we're going to talk about P's. So not mushy P's, not P's that you have with your meal, but a way of structuring your arguments in paragraphs when you're writing. And if you've been to college or you've studied elsewhere, you might have heard of something similar, peel. But P's is the one that we use because we quite like the way that it sort of structures your writing. So what I'm going to do with John's help is take you through each letter of P's, and quite a good sort of guide to just have it maybe written down somewhere when you're writing and when you're looking at your work, to just help keep you on track, to make sure that you are doing what you need to do in your paragraph. So we'll start off with P, which stands for point. So what do we mean by that, John, when we're talking about the point in a paragraph?
Well, this is just to get across really the central idea of that particular paragraph. You might have listened to our advice about paragraphing before, but each paragraph should represent one topic or one idea. And the point sentence should really try to emphasize to the reader what point or what theme is going to be discussed in that particular paragraph. I would say in general that these sentences are probably shorter than the other sentences in the body of the paragraph. And my tip really here is actually don't use a citation in the first sentence of your paragraph, because by its very nature, what you're trying to do in that first sentence is get across your idea. Save the citations then for the body of the paragraph. We'll talk about that with the next E in a minute in the P's model.
So just setting the scene, having that point. And then, as you said, the E stands for evidence. And that's where you bring in your referencing, isn't it, John?
Yeah. So this is going to be heavy with the citations. This is going to be where you back up, support that point that you've just made. So we're going to see lots of citations being made here. That you may well want to be showing connections between the pieces of evidence that you've found, showing maybe connections by talking about similarities, using words like both, similarly, and possibly showing differences in the research as well by using contrasting expressions like however, on the other hand.
Yep. And just a point to note here, if you make lots of points and you put in lots of evidence, you may get feedback saying you've been quite descriptive because you've maybe not then used the next two parts of P's, and we'll come on to that in a second. So really important that you use P and E, the point and the evidence, but then also really important that you bring in some analysis. So A stands for analysis. So what do we mean by that, John?
This is the trickiest part to explain, but essentially, what you're trying to do here is guide the reader through what that evidence actually means. So you're commentating here. This is where you go back to kind of your own voice here and you reflect on the evidence and explain to the reader what you're trying to emphasize from the evidence that's out there.
Yeah. So what is significant? What's important? Yeah. Why should I be paying attention to that? That kind of thing. Yeah. And then the final bit, the S, which sometimes people think is a bit strange, stands for support. And I have seen lecturers write that on assignments, so what. Can you explain, John, a little bit about what the so what element of P's is?
Okay, well, this is a neat way to kind of wrap up the paragraph by reflecting on what the assignment brief is asking you and trying to tie in all of that information from the paragraph, trying to kind of fit that with what the brief is actually asking you to do. So, I mean, it is a question of, so what? Why have you been telling the reader all of this information in the paragraph? How's that addressing the question that's been set in the actual brief?
Yeah, and it's that important linking it back to the question. So if you're not, you know, putting in information that's going to help answer the question, why is it there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is quite simply, that is P's for you. So just to summarise, P is your point, E is your evidence, A is your analysis, and S is that so what, that linking it back to the question. But we just thought it would be useful to have that really quick explanation of it, just so that if you get a little bit stuck, this is quite a good podcast to just listen to and remind yourself about that help for structuring your paragraphs. Remember, you can also book a one-to-one appointment with Academic Skills to talk about any of the academic skills, including, you know, PEAS, including referencing and your academic writing. You can book with us through the student app or the Academic Skills website. Thanks for your advice, John. That was really useful. And thanks to everyone for listening.